the bake sale.
No BPA, no MSG, no BHA, no BHT, no sesame, no soy, and of course, no nuts or eggs or milk or butter or salt or sugar or wheat.
No.
What's that now?
I'm so tired of trying to be this perfect mom. I'm done.
You said everything I've ever felt about being a mom, but couldn't say.
There are so many rules now.
Don't punish your kids.
Don't say no to your kids.
Be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
To bad moms.
Okay, here's the deal. For all of you moms out there who are annoyed with the social media posts of beautiful decorations, overscheduled children's, and perfect home lives, Bad Moms is for you. It's the anti-Pinterest movie of the decade. Bad Moms tells a story of a suburban housewife who quits trying to be the perfect mom, bonds with other troubled mothers in the community, and threatens to overturn the oppressive and, honestly, alarmingly powerful PTA. While hardly realistic in the specific, Bad Moms hilariously rails against the modern online social culture of perfection that we all know doesn't exist without huge doses of Xanax and wine by the box. Mila Kunis and Kristen Bell are pretty funny as the rebel mothers, but it's Catherine Hahn who steals the show as a train wreck who we can all sympathize with. Bad Moms gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.